Aloha and welcome. My name is Sandy C, coming at you from Maui, Hawaii. Hope you enjoy this daily meditation as we read from God's Word today. Sit back, relax, and receive just what God has for you. Today's message is called Listen with Your Heart. I read something lately that really spoke to me. It goes, the ear that you hear God with is at the center of your heart. So if we listen with our heart, we will hear God speak to us. If we don't, we won't pay any attention to His guidance for our lives, and we won't be obedient with His word. We will miss the blessings that He has for us and the good life that He wants to give us. We all get tempted to do things we know we shouldn't do. So if we listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit with our heart, we won't do it. But if we don't listen with our heart, we will become rebellious and not do what God is guiding us to do. So I want to encourage you to listen with your heart. I'm personally trying to remind myself of this when I get tempted. I need to remember to always listen to God with my heart and not my head. So I want to encourage you to do the same. I'm going to cover some scriptures that cover this subject. I pray that as I read these, you will listen with your heart. Don't listen with your head, okay? Just listen with your heart. In Isaiah 30:21, it says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you hear that voice behind you telling you the way to go, I want you to listen with your heart. John 10:3 through 4 says, the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. His sheep follow him because they know his voice. When you hear God call you by name, because he does know your name, I want you to listen with your heart. In Hebrews 3:7, it says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. I believe when you start to harden your heart, you are listening with your head and not your heart anymore. You cannot hear God's voice if you are listening with your head. So I want you to listen with your heart so that you can hear the voice of God. Revelation 3:20 says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. If you hear the knock on the door of your heart, I want you to listen with your heart and not your head. And I want you to open the door to Jesus. When you truly start listening with your heart, you are going to hear the voice of God. Today, you are not here by accident. This is a divine appointment arranged by God Himself. He is asking you to listen with your heart and open up your life to Him. He loves you more than anyone else. He proved that when He sent His only Son Jesus to the cross to die for your sins. He paid the ultimate price by giving His very life so you could be forgiven from your sins and have eternal life with Him in heaven. Will you listen with your heart today? I want to pray with you right now. Dear Lord, thank you for the person that is listening to my voice right now. Thank you, God, that they are listening with their heart. Lord, reveal yourself to them in a special way in this moment. Thank you that you know what they are facing in their life today. Thank you, Lord, for touching them as I pray. Reveal to them your power and presence in their lives. Open their eyes to see your amazing love. Holy Spirit, come and have your way in their life. Thank you so much for what you are doing and all the things you are going to do in their lives. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember to listen with your heart. God has nothing but good for you. If you need prayer, please contact me and I will pray with you. Aloha from Maui. This is Sandy C. Thanks so much for stopping in today. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's message. Please join me tomorrow as we get into God's Word and see what He has in store for us. I hope you have a beautiful and blessed day. Aloha.